Penguin Random House Audio presents Cultured, How Traditional Foods Feed Our Microbiome by Katherine Harmon Courage. Read for you by Brittany Presley. To my mom and dad, Pamela Rogers and William Harmon, thank you for encouraging me to ask lots of questions and to get my hands dirty. I contain multitudes. Walt Whitman, Song of Myself, 1855. The dependence of the intestinal microbes on the food makes it possible to adopt measures to modify the flora in our bodies. Elie Metchnikoff, The Prolongation of Life, Optimistic Studies, 1907. Introduction. We are not alone. We enjoy seeing ourselves as the evolutionary apex, striding confidently, inevitably out of the primordial muck, descending from the trees and perfecting our proud, upright posture. I hate to be the bearer of humbling news, but we have not arrived at this perceived pinnacle alone. We've had help. I'm not talking about ancient apes or even the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs. I'm talking about bugs. More precisely, we've had help from the trillions of bacteria, fungi, viruses, and archaea that have inhabited our bodies for millions of years and had existed on this planet for billions of years before we even came along. Walt Whitman was more correct than he ever could have known. We contain multitudes beyond our wildest imaginations. Not only do we contain these multitudes, but we also depend on them. Without our microbes,